When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. Bob Pompiani minus Joe today. Austin Bechtold behind the glass. And we are very happy to tell you that Mark Caboli is here in person. And his segment is always brought to you by IC Light. Mark.
What's up, Bob?
How are you, sir?
How you been?
Missed you in Dublin.
I would say the same about you, but I did not miss you.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, that's the end of today's program.
Welcome. I missed you. But I didn't miss the flight.
Yeah, the flight was a little bit much. I mean, anytime you got to sit in a cramped quarter, I didn't expect that right off the bat.
Jeez.
Shots fired here, Austin.
Punch to the nose right there, Mark.
Nah, you know, I heard, Bob, I heard you were a party animal over there.
Oh, yeah, check your sources.
That's what I hear, party animal.
I told Adam Crowley he was there. He's operating on a much different schedule because he goes to bed early. Gets up early. I'm not. So I was texting him 3 hours after he'd fallen asleep, I guess. And I kept testing because he told me he was going to be out. And I said, where are you? Here I am. And I went to a different place. I said, where are you? Here I am. I couldn't reach him. So he obviously had. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go there, you got to take part in all this, don't you?
Are you a Guinness guy?
Not really, but I you know, I tried it. I drink it.
While in Rome, right?
Yeah. I was more of a Jameson guy. Good tour there. Mm. Whiskey. I was looking for a wine, you know, place. They didn't have many of those.
Somebody told me their food over there is awful.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's not great.
They don't really spice
things. I'll tell you what
up,
was really good. The Irish stew is terrific. That's if you like stew, and I do. Are you a stew guy?
Who doesn't like stew?
Well, some people may not, but I loved it. I like soup generally. I would eat all soup all day long.
Is soup a meal?
Yes. Is it a sandwich? No. Yes, it's a meal. You can. I'm serious. If you had nothing but soup, it has everything in there you need.
How about like tomato soup? Is that a meal?
Yeah, tomatoes.
What about consomme?
Yeah, that's a meal too. It's not a. It's different, but it's a meal. All right. Speaking about meals, the Steelers are fattening up here a little bit on their schedule, and good for them because they have to do it. When you look at the rest of the AFC North. I want to get your assessment of the AFC North after 4 weeks, and I realize it's only a quarter of the season. I realize, like last year, the Steelers started very well. But when Mike Tomlin does start 3-1, he's never missed the playoffs, and that is a 7-year streak. So where are they, and tell me about the rest of the division, in your opinion.
Well, they can't be in a better position than they are right now, just for the fact that, obviously, they're 3-1, a game up on the Bengals, and the Ravens look like a disaster right now, so you couldn't have – you know, scripted this any better right now. I'm not quite sure if I'm ready to put the old nail in the coffin of the Ravens quite yet, even if Jackson's out for a week.
Austin put the nail in the coffin of the Kansas City Chiefs. He said they're done.
What? When?
I said they're not in the Super Bowl bubble for me. They're not going back to the AFC Championship game, and they're not going to the Super Bowl.
You never count out the Chiefs until you can count them out. What I'm saying is, if they're playing in the AFC Championship game, you have to make the assumption that they're going to make it to the Super Bowl, regardless of who they are. But, I mean, Cleveland looks like a mess. I mean,
Dylan Gabriel
now, what are we doing? I mean, it's probably a smart thing to do. Where's Joe Flacco going to take you? But they were exposed a little bit last week against Detroit, and, you know, Cleveland was pretty good at stopping the run, and Detroit put up about a buck quarter on them. Cincinnati, absolute disaster. So at this point right now, it's looking very good for the Steelers, but last year at this time, well, last year late in the season, what were they up? Two games on the Ravens, and they end up being two games out. So things can change in a hurry if you lose to a game that you should win. They need to go 5-1 right now, Bob. They need to get to that point right
now.
And
they should.
Then
they're
going to
be favored in both games. And when you look at the Cleveland game, like you said, it's going to be Dylan Gabriel. They're going to go across the pond and play in London. And then they have to come right back and play in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. That's not an ideal situation for them.
No, absolutely not.
And so what do you think the point spread on that game may be? Regardless of what happens against Minnesota. If they win that game, okay, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, probably, you know, seven to eight. It'll be more than a touchdown game. Then you got the quick turnaround to Cincinnati, who, like I said, is an absolute mess at the time. I mean, forget the offense only putting up a buck and a half. They gave up 500 some odd yards total offense. I mean,
48-10 and 28-3. That's just.
I mean, unless you somehow acquire Russell Wilson here and
Kirk Cousins,
and he invigorates your offense to a degree. I can't see anything, but what do you do with that defense? The defense is just really bad. They're lucky that Denver only scored four touchdowns against them. So, I mean, you right now you're feeling good, but in the back of your mind, you're still thinking, we've been here before. Let's take it one game at a time. But they need to go to 5-1. Then you have to really, really feel good that not only they're a division contender, a playoff contender, and definitely a, you know, top four seed.
So the bye week comes here at week five. At the beginning of the season, we looked at this, and I thought, that's a little too early. I'd prefer it later. However, given everything that's happened here, I think the Ravens can use one this week. They have to wait a few more weeks to get theirs. How important is the bye week now for you, and would you still prefer it now at week five?
That's tough because in 5 weeks from now, you're probably like, boy, you could really use it then. It seems like no matter when it pops up, the team can use it. Sure, Steelers can use it right now because they got a couple guys that are coming back from injury to buy them some time here. But I'm bet you in come week 12, there's going to be some guys banged up as well. So it's going to be hard to make that determination. Right now, yeah, you would like to get Highsmith back. You'd like to get Calvin Austin potentially closer. You'd like to get Jalen Ramsey a little bit closer. So, but after that trip and coming back here, yeah, that's probably one of the earlier bye weeks they've had. I haven't really looked into that. But like they say, Bob, there's never a bad time for a bye week.
They get a rest. They have guys injured, so be it. I think the Ravens could use it too, but they're not going to get the chance to do it. They got a couple of more, and they're not easy games for them. I want to ask you about the Steelers' offense, and were you encouraged by what you saw in that game at Croke Park, specifically the offensive line, I guess, in the run game? And they decided to load up with number 74, eligible, Calvin Anderson, or is it Spencer Anderson? Spencer Anderson. And then they had Darnell Washington coming. He had more snaps than any of the tight ends by far. Do you like that approach, or down the road, they can't constantly do this because then you don't have Jonnu Smith getting the snaps. You don't have Pat Freiermuth getting the snaps.
Not only that, you can't go in there and thinking that you're going to go heavy all the time like that and think that other teams aren't going to adjust to it. Well, I was under the impression to talking to some guys is that they just felt Minnesota was susceptible to that type of formation, that type of big player. So that's why they went with it. I thought more it was, you know, Kenny Gainwell's in, Jalen Warren's out, so let's go with the bigger type of lineup here. But I like the way that they switch around. I mean, we could probably going to see something totally different next time we see him in Cleveland, against Cleveland, rather than this big heavy stuff. But, I mean, you even talk about Connor Hayward. He got a number of snaps at fullback as well.
I think more than Jonnu Smith, more than Pat Freiermuth.
I think one thing, Bob, is I think what has been underplayed in this whole game has to be the play of the offensive line. I mean, forget that they ran the ball well. They push people around.
Totally.
And that's the first time we've seen that all year. So that's I mean, if it was the other way around, we'd be the first ones jumping on it. It seems like we just totally forget about how well that those five guys played, and they played extremely well.
The other guy who played extremely well on an 18 for 22 performance was Aaron Rodgers. He, you know, you can talk about all the things that he can't do in terms of his mobility or whatever, but the things that he can do still have not dropped off. He can still put the ball where he has to put it. The Metcalf throw was example of what how important it is to put it right on stride so he doesn't lose stride. I talked about Jordan Addison. He had to stop what he was doing to catch the ball, turn around, and restart, and that cost him. Also, the red zone. The red zone numbers are better than they've been in years, and he's the one difference. Everybody else is here, same cast of characters, same coaches, but Aaron Rodgers makes a difference in there. So give me a grade on him 4 weeks into the season.
I think he's team MVP. I think he's an A. You couldn't expect anything more from him right now. I mean, forget that those are the tangible things that we can see. We can see him throwing the ball quickly just to help out the offensive line. We can see him throwing on target. But just how he's being able to interact with some of the players, I think, is something that none of us were able to foresee. I didn't think he would be that type of a guy. I mean, just look at that Minnesota game, Bob. Was there a happier guy out there? I mean, he's snickering, laughing during plays. DK Metcalf's going nuts on that tush-push play because somebody slapped him upside the face. He's laughing at him because he knows DK is not that type of guy. He's, you know, on the ground, fumbling, signaling first down. It's just, I think that goes a long way with the team and the overall morale of the team, just how he's been able to interact with him. Plus, as you said, we knew coming in that he was a red zone guy.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Had big numbers in New York last year, even though they were 5-12.
And only red zone, Bob. I mean, start of the game, too. They get off to quick starts so far, and that's something we haven't seen here. So I don't think you could ask for anything better from him right now. I don't think you can.
No, I don't either. I think it's been more than – you know, I had concerns about getting beat up with the offensive line, still a work in progress. I had concerns about getting out of the pocket, which still is there, although his best pass of the year may have been the one to Freiermuth when he went to his right and just on – and it was right on the money, so there's a lot of good there. Defensively, they have lived on the turnovers, and there's a lot to be said for that. When you create them, you win games. When you have a plus seven, I think their number is right now in terms of takeaway, giveaway, that stuff. That's always a plus, but you can't rely on it to this degree, I don't think. So what has to happen defensively for them to take a next step defensively? Because they've still been outgained in three of these four games.
Yeah, I mean, on the flip side of that real quick, they haven't turned the ball over very much.
Plus, they're the least penalized team in the league, which I never thought would be the case.
And yet they've played four pretty close games.
Yes.
Which makes you wonder, makes you think, but you're able to get the win. I think the next step is some of the breakdowns. I mean, that Addison play at the end, that's just totally unacceptable. You cannot allow that to happen in that point of the game.
Because that's the only thing they had to get. They had to get a big play quickly, and they got it.
And it was an easy play, too. I mean, it was just—
Who was that more responsibility on that play?
I'm guessing Chuck Clark, I think. I would guess. It's so hard to make that determination because nobody's going to tell you for a fact whose fault it was. I would assume it was him. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But, yeah, you have to love that. And I think this defense has the ability to get better. With some of the veterans, they got veteran guys that really haven't played together a lot, rather than the younger guys who can, you know, have to learn the game. These guys know the game. They just have to start figuring it out together. So the more you see Porter out there and Highsmith out there and the full cast of characters, I think that they have a chance to just get better overall just because of that and don't have to rely on 5-6 turnovers a game. But if you're not creating that, if you're not forcing turnovers and you're not turning the ball over, that's a good recipe for success, and they just haven't turned the ball over that much either.
Couple decisions that we talked about, I want to get your perspective on. Number one, 4th and 3, near the goal line, they decided to go for it. Two questions on this. Number one, would you have? I would have kicked 3. Number two, the play selection itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have went for it. At that point, fine. I mean, the quarterback wanted to go for it, but you don't. Why are you calling a run play in that situation? We're talking about 4th. Was it 4th and goal at the 4?
Yeah, the 3. Yeah, they had to score.
I mean, if you look at analytics, when teams face a, you know, 4th and 2, 3rd and 2, they're throwing the ball a significant portion of the time. So I don't know what was based off of that, of why. I mean, what's the worst can happen? You don't think Rodgers is going to throw a pick in the end zone. I mean, he's pretty good at that. So I just don't understand. I have more of an issue with the play selection. Now, whose play selection is that? Is that Arthur Smith, or is that Mike Tomlin hitting the button and say, run it, Arthur? You know,
yeah, I don't know. Or is it Rodgers who decides to just?
I find it hard to believe Aaron Rodgers would say, "I want to run the ball there."
Well, I find it hard to believe that he got his way and they were going to kick a field goal and he talked him out of it. He's Aaron Rodgers. I think he has more latitude to do what he wants. I'm curious about that.
I just don't understand the play selection at that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, the next decision is 4th down and 1 when they have a 3-point lead after that Addison touchdown, or the Addison play that set up the touchdown. So at that point, you go for it, or if you punt it, you're trying to pin them in deep, but they punted it almost to the next county. Yeah. It was going from Croke Park to Cork. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That was by design.
I understand that, but why does, if that's the case, because the exchange of yards isn't all that, I'd rather go for it and just get it over with and say, offense, win the game.
Especially, I think they, weren't they successful on the tush push earlier in that?
Right, and they had dictated the line of scrimmage. They controlled it. So for 1 yard, do you think?
I mean, I understand why they punted it, and
I just didn't understand punting it that easily in the end zone. Why not try to, if you're going to do it?
Well, I think it was based on the personnel that was out there. If they were going to try to block it, they were going to try to dump it inside the 10. If not, just get rid of it, because I guess they figured the worst thing can happen is a block kick. Let's just get rid of it. I don't care if the ball's at the 20-yard line. Just kick it out of the end zone. And I found it interesting that some people thought it was just a bad kick. Now, Corliss Waitman's a pro kicker. He's not kicking the ball 30 yards out of the end zone unless he's told to kick the ball 30 yards.
That was definitely the plan. But if that's the case, I would have rather just end the game there. Get a yard. Somehow do it. Show your offense you believe in what they've been doing all day long and just do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those decisions at the time. That's one of those Mike Tomlin gut feelings probably.
Yeah.
You know, I have to just give it to my defense. My defense has played up until that point.
Yeah, but lately they've been giving up big plays. The previous possession was a big play that set up the touchdown. So I don't know if I would have gone on that.
Well, how much time was left? Was that like a minute?
Yeah, there was, and all they needed at the time was a field goal to tie the game.
Yeah, well, it ended up working out for them, so it's hard to complain about it.
Well, if you're Minnesota, your whole idea was extend the game, give yourself chances. And they did, but you know they got the ball back, and they had a chance to tie the game. And I did not like that scenario. That's
what leaves the little sour taste in your mouth, just those last, what, 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Other than that, it was, you know, the old virtuoso performance by the Steelers, I thought. But then you just come out of there and say, man, goodness, they just gave up this amount of points in the last 5 minutes to make it look like, you know, the coach doesn't know where he was going. They had mental breakdowns. They had physical breakdowns. It just, those last couple minutes, I bet you they wish they had back.
Yeah, I think so, too. They always make it a lot more difficult than it has to be, and they did in this case. At 412-928-9370, do we take calls with Mark on the line? We should if we don't.
We can if you'd like.
Yeah, let's open the phone lines.
I hear a lot of those Pirate fans are angry out there. Woo. Woo.
So you like the fact that they're retaining everybody except the pitching coach and his assistant on the team that has the best pitching?
That's Austin. I've given up on them many, many, many years ago.
Mark picked them to win 90 games this year, Bob.
Yeah, I think I said 69. So what did they end up
71. You're not that far off.
Close.
Yeah, but you went over. This is The Price is Right. It doesn't count. You have to be under and close.
So, yeah, you know, I just saw Jeff Passan on ESPN. All they need is 3 bats. I'm thinking, oh, is that it?
Well, that's it. And they have to be good bats, not just bats. And that's the problem. Did they just talk about it? I saw the headline, so they must have been talking about the Pirates. Who knows? 412-928-9370 if you've never talked to Mark Caboli.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.